This is Tom Rowe with the local news for WGXC for Saturday, January 11th. Radio news about radio waves in the local area. Several local politicians released video and audio responses to Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State speech Wednesday, January 8th. Dee Dee Barrett, representing the 106th District in Columbia and Dutchess counties in the State Assembly, has the most localized comment. Barrett applauds Cuomo's, quote, energy highway plan, unquote, that would bring large electricity transmitting power lines through the district to bring energy to New York City customers. Here is an excerpt of Barrett's statement about the State of the State speech.
One of the things I was really most happy to hear about, because it impacts my district so fully, was his comments about the energy highway. And there had been some concern that accelerating the approval process would put all of this community outreach that's been done at risk. And I think he actually heard what we have been doing in the communities and the organizations, and is really only focusing on projects that will fit in very much the physical envelope of existing right-of-way, no higher than is currently in place. And those are the projects that can be expedited. Those would be available for speeding up the approval process. And there's been a lot of concern in our district, and I'm so happy to hear that that's really the focus of it. At least that's my understanding, that that's the focus of it.
State Senator James Seward was more generic in his statement, which overall agreed with the governor's direction for the state.
The highlights for me in the governor's State of the State message was the fact that he placed a lot of emphasis on upstate New York and upstate needs. For example, the 0% tax rate for upstate manufacturers, that's going to help us with our local economic development efforts. The scheduling of an agriculture summit, which will help us with our agricultural endeavors as well, which are important to our local economy, and the emphasis on further promoting upstate tourism. All that's very, very positive in terms of upstate, and I like that emphasis there.
Republican State Senator Kathy Marchione, who represents parts of Rensselaer County, also has a YouTube video reacting to Cuomo's speech.
Well, there was much that I could agree with, and some that I wondered how we would pay for, and others how, you know, I didn't agree with at all. I think that cutting taxes is always a good thing, helping upstate New York with manufacturing tax. I heard him talk about regulations and trying to get rid of regulations, and I've been sitting on a Senate committee where we've already identified 2,000 regulations that we believe that can be eliminated or looked at for review. So we've got a lot of that work done. I hope that goes forward. Some of the concerns that I had have to do with school districts. You know, I visited a lot of schools within my district, and they're hurting because of the gap elimination, the monies that they used to get in 2009 that were taken away from them and never replaced. And if you ask a superintendent of schools, what do we need? They need that gap elimination to be filled back again. There's legislation to do that within a 3-year period.
And you can hear all those full reactions to Cuomo's speech, as well as Governor Cuomo's State of the State speech in its entirety, at newsroom.wgxc.org. National Weather Service has issued 2 warnings for the WGXC listening area Saturday, a freezing rain advisory from midnight to 6 a.m., when the temperature will then warm enough that the storm turns all rain, which continues all day Saturday, causing a flood watch in effect from noon to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Otherwise, the National Weather Service does predict rain on Saturday. The rain could be heavy at times, and there could be areas of fog. High should be near 51 on Saturday. Saturday night, the rain continues mainly before 10 p.m. with a low around 34. Sunday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 9 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers. Mostly cloudy Sunday with a high near 41. Sunday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 28. Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 46. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.